Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Did I say at the end of the last episode that Leah conceived again? Well, she conceived again, and again, and again. First Issachar, then Zebulun, her sixth son for Jacob, then one more. Quote, afterwards she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. That's Genesis 30, verse 21. How often do we find daughters mentioned in the Old Testament? Job's daughters are mentioned, proving his double blessing. But it's not often that girls are listed in Hebrew genealogies, since the system was patrilineal. God's intention was to establish 12 tribes, each with their own territory. If a woman were to inherit a piece of land, then if she married outside of her tribe, her son, recorded in his father's tribe, would inherit land in the territory of another tribe. Soon it would be a disordered patchwork of land claims, and God didn't want that. We will later meet the daughters of Zelophehad, whose requests regarding their father's inheritance laid out the precedent cases, establishing the occasions when Hebrew daughters could inherit land, which we discover is vital in the days of Mary, Jesus' mother. Sadly, the daughters are too often mentioned when taken advantage of by men. Such was the case with David taking advantage of Bathsheba, Eliam's daughter, and then his own daughter Tamar being forced by her half-brother Amnon. Such will also be the case with Dinah, Genesis chapter 34. Of course, that isn't the whole story. Soon after, Rachel herself bears a son named Joseph, meaning adding. And what an addition he proved to be. But his story is the other side, although not nearly as often the case. A woman will try to force him into her bed, then accuse him of rape when he refuses, sending him to prison for years. Oh, how we all need a Savior.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.